that cold. Tuesday was like summertime. Man actually went for a walk. So it weather's been looking blessed. It rained yesterday, but it's looking good. It's looking good. Still so not great at all.
You took a dip in the lake?
Yo, brother. Yo, I keep telling you, I'm going to lock you off. Eh? I keep telling you, I'm going to lock you off, bro. Yo. Wait, which way? Puff, run the tunes.
I don't hear no tune. Bird, we're dancing too. I don't hear no tune. We're dancing too, Bird.
Quick intro. Puff and Bird, we're back at it again for another episode.
So let's talk the raps. The raps have been doing great. I've been cheering for all of their big box ups. I was scared when they're up by 20 on Denver. I was like, well, what are you doing, guy? Why are they trying to win?
Listen, that game, I wanted them to actually win. When I saw them up by 20, I was like,
excited. I turned out, oh my gosh, you're going to beat Denver? And then the second half, I was like, oh, yes.
Yeah.
The second half, Raptors.
The second half, you're like, yeah, okay. Now I see it. That's the Raptors. We blew a crazy 20-point lead. I don't know how, but again, I know how.
Is the veteran teams know how to break down. They know what's working, what's not. They know how to make adjustments. Man, Denver's a champion.
That is
they
true.
They know how to slow it down. They have Jamal Murray. They have Jokic. And they basically have their whole team. Like, they just figured out, okay, what's working, what's not working. What are we doing right? And just break it
exactly.
down.
Exactly. And then they start to zoom in on those matchups, yo. Because if RJ is killing, they'll take that matchup away.
They never
if
have Quigley Pirtle.
There, they take that matchup away.
They don't have Scotty. Did they have RJ exactly. that game? I don't even think they had RJ.
No, I think they did. They did have RJ that game. They had RJ and quickly that game. But still, Jokic is the best player in the game. Jokic by right is going to win his third MVP. Mm-hmm. If Shea doesn't get it, Jokic is getting it. So, yeah, that monster, they couldn't handle that monster.
So Raptors, they're 0-3 this week. Yes, they're moving up in the draft standing.
I thought the Detroit game, right? I thought it was going to be a dub, but then I went back to a puff. It's like, it's Detroit. Raptors are going to lose. Reason,
Detroit has a Raptors number. Ever since Dwayne Casey went there, they have Casey. Raptors number. Yeah.
Yo, Casey bring the guzzle.
I don't know what it is. It's just the Raptors. That's a team they should be beating, but they can't beat. They can't.
What are you saying? Casey bring the Obia, the voodoo oil. And guzzle. I'll put guzzle on the Raptor.
From the time you fire... he realized, yo, this team, we're not ever losing to this team again.
Yeah, man. So Casey bring the guzzle for the Raptors, yo. Casey bring the guzzle for the Raptors.
And get them some dust out. But yeah, it's good because, again, we do not want the Raptors. I don't want them winning the next game this year.
Listen, exactly.
I don't want them winning the next game this year.
We need to take a page out of OKC's book and just keep stockpiling the talent. And then in the next 2 years, we'll see, right? We'll see.
Mm-hmm. But I don't think they have 2 years. They need to make a. They may have one. I don't know about 2 years.
Nah, man. It's gonna take two. It's gonna take two, right? Yeah, they're gonna get better. You're gonna see some signs next year, and then like that. Then they give them one more year, and then they're gonna. You know what I mean?
I hope so. I hope so.
Right.
But I think they had three losses this week. I think it was one we forgot was Portland.
Yes, Detroit, Portland won
Denver and then Detroit, which is good. This is good. They're good. They're dropping down the standings. I want to see an E eliminated beside their name so they're not. I want to see that real quick.
a top five pick. Mm-hmm. Rob Dillingham. That's what I'm calling for. Rob Dillingham.
you know them college players. I don't know. I got to see them play in the league. Then I'll know.
All right. But Raptors. Keep it up. You know, I do see some good signs. You do lose, but we go for high draft pick. So keep it up.
Yeah,
keep it up.
High draft pick. What do you want to talk about? There's not much to talk
That's
about the Raptors.
That's a wrap for the Raptors. Before we leave the Raptors wrap.
Oh, yes. Mr. Benny.
Condolence to RJ Barrett. You know, RJ Barrett's younger brother just passed away.
That's sad, man.
When you lose someone, you know, when you lose a loved one, very sad. So.
I didn't read anything on why or how or is the condition or out of the blue.
Yeah, no, they didn't release anything. But they didn't let us know like what's the cause of his death. But you know, as part of the basketball community, we gotta give our condolences out to RJ. You know, and his family. Man. Keep your head up, brother.
And the last thing we need to touch on, I'm hearing this rumors about picking up Ben Simmons.
Oh, I. Listen, I wanted to know what the heck is wrong with Ben, because did Doc Rivers really mash the man up that much? Because he hasn't been the same since he lost that playoff.
I just hear the man just had a surgery on his back.
Again!
Again. Man.
But I'm saying, would you take a chance on that guy?
Not at how much you making, how much you paying.
No, minus the money. Discount,
maybe even a 1 year just to see what's going on, but I don't. The thing is, you look at the last 3 years, he hasn't played. He barely played. I think he played maybe 40 games.
That's why.
The last 3 years? Nah, come on, man. When you see GMC that stat, they're like, it's a lot of money they're playing these guys. They want them to be on the court. And if they're not on the court, that's an issue. That's an issue. Yeah. So no matter what he can do when he's on the court, because even the game he came back, he was playing nice, but then he's on the next game. Then he comes back one game, then he's out like the next 20. Like, there's a problem there.
He hasn't got his confidence back yet, man. I don't know, you know, the injuries, okay, injury happens. I don't know, you know, how it happened, but when he's on the court, it's like I guess when he came back, you could see like he had a little, he's getting back into the old Ben, but I don't know.
The first game he came back, he was doing well. He had enough assists. He scored like 10 points in like 10 minutes. He was doing well.
Yeah, he was doing well. But man, that's a very sad story, right?
But it's very close. He's about to be out of the league.
Yeah, because remember, he started good. He's a three-time All-Star. He's playoff everything, and all of a sudden,
even though he couldn't shoot, so I don't know. It couldn't be just the man couldn't shoot. There's something else. There's something else going on.
You know what the common denominator is?
What?
The balded man who now coaches the Bucks, Doc Rivers.
Yeah, he's
why
did
you throw him under the bus? Under the bus.
He's not bald. He got a tattoo.
He got a tattoo line. Oh, yeah.
The tattoo dots.
It's like once he threw him under the bus, then the whole city went on there, and you know,
like that was a downfall. That one was a series downfall. Against Atlanta when he passed the ball where he should have laid it up,
and it was like, it for him.
After that, it was like, what's going on now? But it's interesting. It's interesting.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Fall from grace was real quick. So let's go around the league. What do you want to talk about? So basically, Toronto, don't waste no time on Ben Simmons. Unless you're paying a dollar and a bag of chips, then I guess you could try. But other than that, nah.
All right. So now that we get out of the Raptors rap, let's take you around the league. Now, before we go, like the Knicks has been back. The Knicks has been playing good. You know, the Knicks got, you know, OG back. But I was watching a game and I was looking at it and I saw the score. The score was 79-73 for the 76ers.
I saw that.
In the 90s is that score?
That looked like the end of the third quarter for games nowadays. Yeah,
is this the hand-checking era guy? Where are you?
It's bad. What's going on with that score? Nobody could hit a shot in that game.
But what nobody I've noticed, broke. Have you noticed since after the All-Star break, the crazy scoring that we've been seeing is actually like going down? I haven't seen
I think they're slowly changing the rules and giving, you know, they're talking about they're going to change this and defensive player have more. They're slowly doing that. I seen that. What game was I watching last night? And there was like no calls. There was barely any calls. Was it OKC? Yeah, and Denver. And not Denver, OKC and Dallas. There were a lot of the calls that they would have called. They weren't calling anymore. They weren't calling. So I don't know if they're like, you know, because a lot of them little hand checks they were calling, all them little stupid checks they were calling, but they're not calling them anymore.
Yeah, it's weird, man. I don't know, because I was like, wait a minute. The Knicks game, I'm like, okay, that has to be an anomaly. But then I've been noticing a lot of the scores hasn't been that crazy. Like,
that is
it
true.
Was ridiculous, but.
That is right? true.
Hey, it's good. It's
there's
good
still a few games. There's still a few games that regularly get to 120. Regularly, but there's some of them. I think they're slowly starting to change the rule and trying to try a few things in the league now. But
It's good. I don't want to see the scores like 179 and 73 now. That's ridiculous. But that's ridiculous, right? But the Knicks looks like they're getting back, you know, healthy. But we'll see what they do.
It's surprising the Knicks are actually playing good. They still don't have Randle.
Exactly.
They still don't have Randle in the middle.
And they just got OG back.
I'm glad that Jalen Brunson didn't get, it was no serious injury with his knee. It's good. Yep.
It looks like hopefully they make a charge up the rankings, up the standings. They're not going to get there, though.
I watch Team LeBron all the time. I'm not even going to call it the Lakers no more. It's called Team LeBron. I like them. I like that team.
All right, okay. So let's get into that.
Go ahead.
Right? Because I was going to say that. So then, with that being said, I checked the standings, and right now, the play-in game, Golden State 10, Lakers 9, the Mavericks 8, Phoenix 7, and Sacramento just got into the sixth spot. Those four teams right there. Lakers, Mavs, Suns.
And it's tight, yo. It's mad tight. And
Golden
tight.
State. Who do you think is going to get into the playoffs? Like, who's going to make the most noise? Who's going to make the most noise out west out of those four teams? Those are the four teams that's vying for it.
Verd, that's not even a question. It's the Los Angeles LeBrons. They're going to make it in.
I like that one. The Los Angeles LeBrons. Yeah,
When it comes down to it, it's like, okay, we're winning. We're going for a playoff. It's a tournament style. Anything? Like, I don't know what it happens to the team. The team, like, transformed. You already saw it in the in-season tournament. They won the first in-season tournament, and they had a trash record. But they won the tournament. Last year, they were in the play-in, and they went all the way to the Western Conference Finals.
That's what I was about to say.
They're this close to not making the playoffs.
and they're getting healthy.
Yes.
Because I heard Gabe Vincent might even be part back of this week. And then Vando's supposed to be back by the end of this month. So if they could get those guys and get a little rhythm going, I think out of those four teams, the Lakers are the most scariest team out of all those four teams.
I think the only problem they have is their coach. Coach don't know the right lineups for putting when to put like
Darvin.
The only issue they have is a coach. The coach is showing that. Yeah, I don't know if he's ready for this level.
Darvin not so ham. Darvin cannot go ham with coaching. Darvin can't go ham with coaching.
I think that's the only thing they might have an issue with. But the thing is, look at it. Before you go off, they beat good teams. They beat
OKC, beat Minnesota.
They beat Minnesota. So, but when it comes to Sacramento, they can't beat Sacramento. They can't beat Denver.
But again, right? You know those teams that have your number. I think that's just what it is. But in a playoff series, I think it'll be a different story in a playoff series. But in a regular season, I don't know what it is, boy. They just can't get over the hump.
I don't think it'll be a different story against Denver.
In the playoffs?
No. Yo, since last year's sweep, they still cannot beat Denver. Not one game. Yo.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Or Sacramento. Sacramento's been boxing them up.
Sacramento, I'm not really worried about Sacramento. But Denver?
Yeah.
Denver's a problem. It doesn't matter what record Denver has. Denver is a problem. I tell you, like any team, you're going to Denver, good luck. If you beat Denver, you should win the championship. Because them, man, I think it's either, to me, it's either going to be Denver or Boston that's going to win it this year.
True.
I don't think any other team has a chance.
And speaking of Denver, why hasn't Jamal Murray made an All-Star team?
That's disrespect. It's just ultimate disrespect.
Are you telling me
that man play? It might be some of the injuries and the timing of his injuries, but he's balling.
At least this year? Oh, my goodness. Yeah.
I'm surprised. Shoot. Because he should be an All-Star. He should be an All-Star.
He should be an All-Star.
Because I'm telling you, Denver would not be Denver. They would not have a championship without Jamal Murray. If Jamal Murray
wouldn't.
It's almost like they have that perfect like set of players. It's almost how Golden State had Clay, Draymond, and Steph. All they work together.
Yeah, for sure.
Them man even have more players. They have Jokic, Murray. Then they have
Pope. They have Caldwell Pope.
I'm not even thinking Pope. Michael Porter Jr. is licking shots.
They also have Aaron Gordon.
Those four players, that combination of four players there is dangerous. Yeah. And even the other day when Jamal Murray was playing like trash, they brought in Jackson. What's his name?
Jackson.
With the goggles. On the team. I can't remember his name.
Yeah.
Yeah, but he was balling out of control. He couldn't be stopped.
Yeah. Hey, man, it's coming down to that time. It's almost, playoff time is coming up. So teams are
rounding into form so we can start seeing these games and get to the play-in.
Let's get to it right now.
Fast forward, get Raptors eliminated and get to the playoffs.
Yeah. Listen, the Celtics are the first team to clinch a playoff spot. So Raptors might be the first team to be eliminated from the playoffs. So, you know what I mean?
That was a big game they had against Phoenix. Phoenix looked like nothing. They just walked up. Boston just looks too good.
Yeah, Boston is. Although there is those games with Boston sometimes where they'll lose and then Tatum plays fault. Like, come on, Tatum, you can't be doing that.
I think what it is like they have too much assets. So it's like Tatum can't just take over because they have all these guys that.
Yeah.
Tatum not the one that goes, it's my team. I'm going to shoot all of them. No, he can't do that. And the team that they have, he cannot do that. He needs to play within the system. And sometimes I guess if he's passing the ball and those guys aren't hitting,
because
it's like,
The reason I say that too, because if you look at the Denver game, the man was horrible in that Denver game.
Yeah, he was.
Horrible. Brother, what are you doing out here, brother?
He was.
Because if that's an NBA final preview, man, like, yo, bro, you need to be up for that.
But I'm telling you, the only two I think have a real chance is Boston and Denver.
Yeah. I'll say, who's your dark horse? You know, I always have a dark horse team.
A dark horse?
Yeah, who's your dark horse?
So what, to win?
Yeah, man. Surprise people have come out.
I would say Minnesota, but with Karl Anthony Towns down, then I would also say OKC, but I don't think they took enough loss. They're too young. They never took enough loss in the playoffs yet. I think they need one or two more years of beat up in the playoffs, and then they'll be ready. Other than that, there's nobody. There's nobody.
Not even the Suns. They're saying the Suns don't even do it for you?
I guess I'm the only word I'll say is Los Angeles LeBron.
That's
the only one I'll say.
Let's roll that. I'm going to start that hashtag.
Los Angeles LeBron.
All right. Now, moving on that. One thing I did see that was very intriguing that I was like, you know what? I need to touch base on is Alonzo Ball update.
Remember before,
you couldn't run.
I'm happy to see that. How many seasons? It's like three seasons.
Three.
This is third.
But now he's actually now advanced in his basketball treatment. So now he could run. He could run again. He could start jumping. Again. I see him do a dunk the other day. I'm like, okay, hopefully you're good now. Because Chicago need – if Chicago had this man, Chicago would be better than what they are
right now. A way better team. But it's so sad. Both Ball brothers just mash up. And then the one, the Tiefen one, can't even reach the league.
He can't reach the league. He's playing in Mexico right now. He's playing in Mexico right now.
Yeah, it's sad. But both of them are real good, but they just get bust up. Like, that one, like, LaMelo's not even playing in Charlotte. He only played, like 20 games.
Yeah, maybe half the season this year. Yeah, he may play half the season.
Hopefully they get healthy, and I want to see them on the court again.
Yeah, I want to see Alonzo on the court. So that was good news when I saw that. I was like, you know what, man, I got to touch base on that. Yeah, because that man, that brother, man, I've been watching him since Chino Hills, and I like him. He has a great basketball IQ. Before he went down, they had the Bulls like playing nice.
He did. You know, him and Caruso, that combo was nice.
Definitely good news.
Caruso, DeRozan, Levine. Definitely good news. That was nice.
Yeah. So, you know, Lonzo Ball, you know, hopefully we see you on the court next year. Melo, hopefully you come back soon. LiAngelo, good luck in Mexico. That's the next one. Puff, are we sleeping on Zion and them boys out west?
I think we are a little bit.
Are we sleeping on those boys down there? Because those boys are fifth in the West right now.
I think we are. But I don't think they don't get enough airplay. They don't get no national TV games. But we are. But honestly, I don't think they're going to go as far as winning it. I don't even think they're going to make the finals or the Western finals. I think they may get a semifinals, but I don't think they may. I don't know.
Hey, if they upset one of those teams,
they will upset one or two, but I don't
think one of those teams may get a little upset. The team they need to upset is Denver.
That's what
I'm
saying.
That's the thing. They're in the 4-5 game. So whoever finished fourth, so they'll probably play the Clippers first round. The Clippers are fourth. And they have a chance of beating the Clippers because
they do have a chance. The Clippers haven't been playing that great. They've been up and down. They've been playing wicked. But as soon as Kawhi went down, they were beating up on Minnesota. As soon as Kawhi went down, it was over.
All right. So we can't sleep on the Pelicans. Not at all out west, boy. Out west. You see, Milwaukee fans, we'll give you a break. We'll give you a break this week with the soap proper. You know what I'm saying? We'll give you a break this week because we'll get a break.
They've been playing okay. And actually, the one team I actually missed on the dark horse is Milwaukee. Because I've seen a few games are starting to turn it around. they do have kind of a closer with Damian Lillard now. Yeah. The last game I saw, I can see how they could just slow it down and just break down the defense. Damian Lillard is a nice asset for them, but yeah. it looks like Drew Holiday in Boston, they might win a championship before Milwaukee.
Okay, wins. I was gonna say, Puff, you sound like you're a believer.
I'm not a full believer. Actually, the last few games I saw, they're starting to play a little better. They're starting to play better.
I thought
the most losingest coach may not be the most losingest coach this year.
Coach? Okay.
This year.
Milwaukee fans, you hear that? Puff is switching his tune.
But if they go up 3-1, if they go up 3-1, they better not think they're going
to win. Over. If they go down 3-1, it's over. It's a wrap.
Up 3-1.
It's a wrap.
Just don't go 3-1. Go 3-2, 3-0. Just not 3-1.
Right. So Milwaukee, keep it up. Keep it up. You guys been looking good. Although you took a loss, you guys been looking good. Yo, so we won't kill you with the soap opera today. We'll give you a break from the soap opera. But Puff, before we end the pod, I've been seeing something that's trending and I've been laughing. And I was gonna allow it, but my brethren was like, yo, are you gonna touch it or not? Have you seen we are done with the 90s trend?
Yes, I've seen enough. But the thing is, the reason why that's coming around, because all of old heads are talking about, oh, God, I would have scored 100 in this league. Oh, I don't know, so, man. These men are weak. These men are soft. I was like, that's foolishness, guy. Honestly, the ball that's been playing now is the best ball of all time. So yeah. These men, that's the only reason it's been coming around. But the second thing I want to say is those clips, you could find those clips in any season, any year. Because you can see clips of people, this year looking foolish. Bob, and stupid
listen, listen.
And, come on now.
I am glad you brought that up.
Pick and choose clips.
I'm glad you brought that up, right? Because we've been saying, you know, I mean, for years now that it's ridiculous for you guys. We're from that generation. Like, we're from the 90s. That's why I grew up with ball. 90s. Yeah,
that's when we started watching ball and enjoying it.
Listen. Look at the science that's evolved over that time. Remember, if you used to get an ACL, the training, or MCL,
you're done.
Remember, you get those
you might
ACLs,
be done for your career.
You're done for your career. So science has advanced. So you're telling me, so since science advanced, players haven't advanced?
Yeah.
Right. That's right there is a ridiculous take about players, right? Because you can drop if you drop LeBron in the 90s, yo, that man's Karl Malone.
Karl Malone had no handles.
No handles. Even with hand checking.
Only could shoot from the elbow.
He's going to kill you. Steph, those guys will kill you. But what you're not going to do, young heads, what you're not going to do, and I'm not going to sit here and let you do, you are not going to be blasphemous against the 90s. Come on now, bro. As Puff said, I could go and find those same clips and be like, yo, guy, Steph Curry ain't got no this. LeBron ain't this. The man should have airballed. You can't go like that.
Trust me. You could see all of that. Like all mistakes. Right. You could pick and choose. But the thing is, you look at when I look at back in the day, like Barkley had no handles. And that man was eating food.
Those man had no
handles. No handles. He was eating food.
That just shows the level of competition with the players, though.
Right. It's just the players. Right. If you drop Barkley in this day and age, Barkley would be like one of them managers. You're not allowed to dribble. You just catch lobs or something So it's like but the only man I think you could really Shaq would dominate because Shaq is just so big. Shaq was just big. Tim Duncan would eat food. Like this man, if you look back, who else from the 90s? Pippen would have been nice. Pippen would have still been nice in this era. Yeah. This man that I could see you could transfer their game to this era.
Yeah.
And this man from this era you could transfer to that era. But I think overall, man saying 90s were trash, you can't say that. Because if the 90s didn't come,
can't say that.
We wouldn't see ball like this today.
Can't say that. There is no 90s slander around here. Right? Like the golden age of basketball is in the 2000s, you know what I mean? But you cannot do them foolishness.
It's funny to see, but you could always pick and choose.
Listen, imagine saying Jordan had no left hand.
It's foolishness. I see that. Foolishness. Come on, though. Come on,
man.
It's foolishness. Ridiculous. That's foolishness. And on top of that, when you look at you pick all those highlights. Oh, like they make this guy every player. You could look at any player and go and find something that make him look stupid that he don't know how to play ball. You think about it, you're on the court playing at 100 miles an hour. You're playing fast speed. There's things like, oh, I made a mistake. I should have went this way, but I didn't do that, and I had a turnover. That happens all the time. Come on. You can't pick and choose them things. Nah. I don't agree with that.
It's blasphemy, right? The old heads just shouldn't be punking off, you know what I mean, the new school, right?
I think because that's the only reason why they're come trying to say the 90s is trash. That's foolishness.
We ain't standing. Puff and Vern ain't standing for no 90s slander.
Nah. Every era was great in that time because that was the greatest basketball at the time. And the next generation built on that. Built on that. Learn from what the next man were doing and built on. Look at Allen Iverson. Look at all these men that were looking at Allen Iverson. His handle, his quickness, all the stuff they was doing.
Yeah.
And they implemented it in their game today. Like, a lot of men would be studying the film to learn the moves and implementing it today. And they'll be learning it at a younger age.
Yeah. I saw someone said that Iverson had handles. And when I said Iverson had handles, I'm like, he did. But now I'm looking at Kyrie. I'm looking at Steph.
Imagine if there was no Iverson.
No, but that's my point. That's what shows you evolution, right? Everything, skill set evolved. Everyone evolved. Player evolved.
Like, even the animal basketball and all of them, like, people got creative with the ball. A lot of those little moves people would not have done if they didn't see somebody else do it before. And they just get better and better and better.
To end the pod, we messing with the 90s. No 90s slander up here. No,
honestly, I'm messing with every era because I understand we won't be here where we are today if that era before didn't happen. We'd be like a couple years behind. So
you know us, baby. You know Buffett Vern. We think LeBron is the GOAT, so we already done know, but we're not going to stand for the slandish.
I'm not going to do
that. We're not going to stand for the blasphemous.
None of them mind the 90s. Because that man was great, too. That man was dangerous, too. Yeah, what else?
And with that said, don't forget to like, subscribe, turn on your notification when we know when we drop. Puff! Enjoy your vacation.
Well, we got to talk about, we got to do something about the comments, the mailbag. We got to do the mailbag soon. We will. Next episode, mailbag. I see enough comments. I like comments on the post. Please keep on commenting. We'll touch on those in our next episode. Man, I'm vacation to the beach. Beach time. Back off shirt.
Yo, lock off, yo. I'm going to give you. That's what we'll do from now on. Lock off.
All right, till next time. Bless up. Peace.